A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, read by Richard Graham. If he could only be there first and catch Bob Cratchit coming late, that was the thing he'd set his heart upon. And he did it. The clock struck 9, no Bob. 1:15, no Bob. He was full 18 minutes and a half behind his time. Scrooge sat with his door wide open that he might see him come into the office. His hat was off before he opened the door, his comforter too. He was on his stool in a jiffy, driving away with his pen as if he were trying to overtake 9 o'clock. "Hello," growled Scrooge in his accustomed voice, as near as he could feign it. "What do you mean by coming here at this time of day?"
I'm very, very sorry, sir," said Bob. "I am behind my time."
"You are," repeated Scrooge. "Yes, I think you are. Step this way, sir, if you please."
"It's only once a year, sir," pleaded Bob, peering from the office. "It shall not be repeated. I was making rather merry yesterday, sir."
"Now, I'll tell you what, my friend," said Scrooge, "I am not going to stand this sort of thing any longer. And therefore," he continued, leaping from his stool and giving Bob such a dig in the waistcoat that he staggered back again, "and therefore, I'm about to raise your salary." "A Merry Christmas, Bob," said Scrooge, with an earnestness that could not be mistaken, as he clapped him on the back. Scrooge was better than his word. He did it all, and infinitely more, and to Tiny Tim, who did not die, he was a second father. He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city knew, or any other good old city, town, or borough in the good old world.